KCQ, the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Your net control night is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be active. Near top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. An elevation of 3,500 feet, and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. So while I'm going to the roll call, first I'd like to recognize the pre-net check-ins. I've got W4FCM, that's Fred, and 4IEI, that's Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. Also got KW4TS, that's Jim and Pelzer, KC4W, Bill and Anderson, and W2MJB, Mark, and his wife Wendy, KN4HTB, they're in Simpsonville tonight. Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check into Blue Ridge Communinet at this time? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Only call KJ4WZM or Net Control. None. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll go ahead and begin with Alpha 3 Delta stations with the subjects of your call. I should have read this off. Forgot the sunlight preamble. One alone, please. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and state your intent to remain on the net for the RAGTU portion. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll begin with Alpha 3 Delta. Stations at the Civic Center call A through D. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Team Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll be in and out tonight, Daniel.
Good evening. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing right out there. 73s.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. In November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4 DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Good to hear you call on the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. And just a reminder, you do have some pre-net check-ins.
Net Control, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. Alex, I'm mobile in Seneca at the moment. Just turned it on, found out it was my group. 73.
For WZM. Daniel, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, David and Easley, no traffic, no comment, 73-2, and everybody on the net tonight.
Nice. KK4, DMW, that's Rick, KK4ONO, that's Lorena, and KM4MLQ, Michelle. They're on Piedmont tonight. KO4AOW, that's David and Inman. KO4BDM, Jim and Taylor. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. W4DJW, that is Net Manager Dave and Greer. Dave, I got the pre-net check-ins already. I had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 of them. I got them all. I've also got KF4DDD, that's Alex and Seneca, and KB2BYQ, David and Easley. Any other stations, A through D, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Got them all, first group. That was a good group, too. We'll go ahead and move up to E through H, Echo through Hotel. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. 10 Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cannon, North Carolina. Negative, negative, by Daniel. See if you can scare somebody else up. It gets lonesome up here.
I know it does, Harry. Net would like to recognize KC4EZM. That's Harry. Up in Candler, North Carolina, just off of I-40. Other side of Asheville. Any other stations? E through H, Echo through Hotel, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Through Lima, I through L, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Juliet Whiskey Charlie. That's WA4JWC. My name's Al Alpha Lima, located in Star, South Carolina. We have no traffic, no round table. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Net control, please check in. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Quebec with Yankee, and Joe and Taylor.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Quebec X-ray, Jeff down here in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4 WZM. Good to hear you call the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. I do hope everyone's having a good new year. 7-3.
Good group. Net would like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James at the top of the hill. Good to have you with us from Tuxedo tonight, James. Hope you're staying warm up on the mountain tonight. I'd also like to recognize KO4JKV. That is Duncan in Asheville. WA4JWC. That is Al in Star. KO4JQY. Joe and Taylor. KO4JQX. That is Jeff in Ware Place. And then KK4JBQ, my buddy Larry, and his wife Donna, KC4MFK, and they are at home in Greer tonight. So far, the year's gotten off to a good start, Larry. One day of work down and starting the rest of this week. So, worked New Year's, but it went okay. It wasn't too bad. Hope you and Donna are doing well. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Through P. Let's try N through P. Mike through Papa. Please call KJ4WZM or net control.
For WZM. Angel, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
J4WZM. And out. K4OSH. Kilo 4. Oscar, Sierra, Hotel, Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comments, thank you, sir.
Jeanette would like to recognize K4OIN, that's Walton Inman, and K4OSH, my buddy Pat in Malden. Any other stations, N through P, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Try Quebec through Tango, Q through T, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. Also, Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra Ronda. We're in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, you and everybody on deck.
Again, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Edmund. No comment, no traffic. Happy New Year.
Kilo Mike 4,
Romeo Golf X-Ray. This is Carol in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling. And 73s to everyone on the net.
Net would like to recognize. I have two stations that somehow I missed. It was my fault. I'm looking at some scribbled handwriting on the first one. I can't make out the call sign. I didn't write down your name either. You and your wife, Rhonda, I'll need you to come back with your calls again. That's my bad. I'm sorry. Also, I have KM4RJN. That's John and Emin, and KM4RGX, Carol in Greenville. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4SKD again. My wife, Rhonda, her call is KG4 AHS, Alpha Hotel Sierra.
Larry, thank you very much for coming back to me. That's KC4SKD, Larry, and he brings along his wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. I'm there and easily. Also, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS and K3JOY. They checked in on Echolink text message from easily. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. I'm through Zulu. U through Z, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, in Greenville, negative and negative.
All right, now I would like to recognize K4XB, that is Tommy in Southern Greenville County, and KX4YM, that is Scott in Greenville. Any other stations, U through Z, that would like to check into Lure Junior Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Coming up to the big group, A through Z, Z through A, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM. Check in, Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, SKN4, UBG, Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn, I'll be negative and negative, 73 to you and everybody on this.
Control. Please check in. KO4WTF, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. The name is Todd. I'm mobile, coming back home to Williamston. I'll be negative and negative.
That's KN4UBG, that's Kevin. And KO4 Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, that is Todd, mobile, headed towards Williamston. Todd, thanks for checking in with me. I don't think I've had you checking with me before. So, this net is called 365 days a year at 9 o'clock. You probably already know that, but in case you didn't, figure I'd invite you to keep checking in. Any other stations, A through Z, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
AM, KK4JP, returning.
Larry, KJ4WZM.
Thought I might just carry you over into the second shift. You know, there are people who wait until later in the hour to call in. And tell you about a phone call I made this afternoon to a very dear relative of mine, my mother's sister. She's one of four relatives I think I still have. All the rest have gone on to their reward, you might say. And we just had a rocking good time for a couple of hours. She's not terribly talkative, but then I am. So that's the reason for that. Anyway, I had questions that I'd been saving up. I call her around my birthday and around Christmas, so that's why it was on me to give her a call. And I did, and we talked about some things I'd been saving up for a while to ask her, like, when did she meet her husband and where? And she filled me in on that. And she babysat for me when I was just a wee little child. The earliest picture I have, I'm going to let this drop for a minute. Repeater, cool off a little bit. And She babysat for me, and one of the earliest pictures I have a memory of is a picture of me as a toddler in a high chair with a rabbit sitting next to me. And she explained all about that, and she told me about meeting her husband and about not having a car when they first got married. He had a Harley, though. So they got along with the Harley until the first child came along, you know. Anyway, it was a real thrill to talk with her. And I say that to encourage anybody that's out there that still has living relatives, give them a call. It's a joy shared between two people. It was an amazing phone call, and I'm just awfully glad that I made it when I could. She's 85, and perhaps it might be the last time we ever had an opportunity, and I just love her to death. KK4JBQ.
For JBQ, KJ4WZM. Well, that's a really nice story, Larry. I can relate to that. I have an aunt with some trying to figure out a way to say it. She's got some significant I guess disabilities in a way, enough that she is at this point staying at a facility, and I got an opportunity the other day to call her for New Year's, and I talked to her on the phone for quite some time, probably an hour and a half or so. Really enjoyed that conversation, seeing how she was doing and everything. She's doing pretty well, given the circumstances, and really enjoyed the conversation with her. I've gone up there and seen her before, but had a pretty decent time. And another time I went and saw someone, there was some elderly people that I grew up next door to when I was a child. Moved there when I was 2 years old and moved out when I was 22, so got to know them for 20 years. Several years went by after I moved out, and finally I went back and said hi. And at that point, those 4 years had done every bit of 40 years of damage, is the best way I could say it. She barely remembered who I was at that point. Her health had gone downhill. She was very, 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 very weak. But after talking with her for a little while, her memory came to, and she remembered who I was and asked about me and remembered how I was doing the last time she had seen me and everything, and caught back up with me. And less than a week later, she was gone. And it made me extremely thankful. As hard as it was seeing her in that condition, I bawled my eyes out after I left. As hard as it was seeing her in that condition, it made me extremely thankful that I got to see her one last time before she went. I was over the road truck driving at that point, so when she passed, I was not able to attend her funeral. I was trying to race back to the state line and could not make it in time. So I was very thankful that I had gone and said hi when I could, because I got to say goodbye to her while she was still alive. At that point, I knew when I saw her in that condition that would be the last time I saw her. But I'm very thankful that I made that effort. That was someone who made a big, big impact in my life. And she was like a grandmother to me. Her husband's still around. He's just really weak and tired at this point. They were well into their 80s or 90s. I'm going to say at least upper 80s, if not 90s or more. They were definitely older. But I'm very thankful for them.
How about that? How did I know, Daniel, that it was the right thing to say at the right time? We should remember these people and love them if we still have them. And while I'm at it, when I first became a ham, I was just terribly excited. I knew I was getting in on the ground floor. Any new ham is walking into a well-established hobby with some really genuinely good people. Really genuinely good people. Your family is right there on that list. And I miss them. I haven't seen your brothers or your sister, your dad, your mom in quite some time. But I know we can strike up a conversation just any time and get right back where we were. It's the wonderful thing. And there's another thing about being a ham. You can talk to somebody on the radio. If you haven't met them, you know them only by their voice. And when you do meet them, goodness gracious, we call that an eyeball cuso. It's unsettling sometimes because you picture someone as you know, your mind allows you to. Are they tall? Are they short? Are they, you know, balding or have a beard like me or whatever? And it's always a surprise. It's always a good thing. Never has ceased. It's a good thing to meet them in person. So, if there's a ham that you haven't seen in a while, talked with a while, give that person a call. It's not so easy. I'm thinking of Fletch now. Fletch Barker, who's a friend of mine from, seems like another age. And Fletch is an awfully good fella, really is. A genuinely good fella. And we haven't talked in a while and haven't been face-to-face in longer than that. But anyway, give them a call and see how they're doing. Express some interest in their life, and they'll return that favor and ask you something that you can talk about. This is a good hobby. It is a hobby, but it's also a group of people that are some of the best you'll ever meet. That's a fact. Thank you for sharing that about your aunt, and that was a close call. It really was, but you had that opportunity, didn't you? Glad you took advantage of it. Well, I'm going to get along now, and I hope second shift has had a past the half-hour mark. Maybe the second shift will come in and bring your numbers up. Good to talk with you, Daniel, and I do hope everybody in your family is doing well. And hope to do so again real soon. This is KK4JBQ, 73.
You're chatting, Larry. Yep, you were the only Rack that I had, so thanks for jumping in there. I guess I could say at this point all stations wishing to secure may do so. It's a little late for that. I forgot to kind of make the rag chew portion of the net official, but at this point, if anyone wants a sticker, you're free to do so. And I'll go ahead in just a moment and make a call for additional check-ins. But Larry, thanks for talking. And yes, I know Fletch pretty well too. I don't know him as well as I wish I did, but I can tell you he's a really decent fellow, and it's always impressive to me. So the people that sometimes the people in life that have the most that they could complain about are the ones that have, whenever you talk to them, they have the most to be thankful for. Instead, the way they talk, you'd think that they have anything and everything they could ever dream of. And it's just the small things in life. They're thankful for the smallest little things that all the rest of us take for granted. And Fletch is one of those people. I'm sure you are too. Fletch is definitely one of those people. He's thankful for every little itty-bitty small thing. The smallest things ever that you could think of that you just take for granted, he's thankful for. And it's always impressive to me just talking with him, because he's that type of person. You never hear him complain about things. And I think that's really special. As far as hams that I haven't met yet, there's some near me. Let's see here. I have KK4JFO James. He literally lives 15 minutes from me, straight up the road. And as far as I know, I've never laid an eyeball or a handshake on him, but I've driven by his house probably what feels like a million times. I know roughly where it's at. 15-minute drive away and never even seen him. So I do appreciate him checking me on the net, but that's just one of those things. It's like, wow, I should sometime just go lay an eyeball handshake on him, but just never have got around to that. Several other people like that out there, too. That's just one of them. Every time I text him, I think about that. He's right up the road. Thanks for talking, Larry. Hope you and Donna have a good one. Hope you have a blessed New Year. Any additional check-ins, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. For any additional check-ins before I close out the net, A through Z, Z through A. Any check-ins or actions, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. 4WZM now securing the Lewis Schmier net. So thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, good night, everybody, and hope you have a great 2021. Hope it's better than last year. KJ4WZM 73s, everyone.